AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two suspected hitmen have been shot and killed in a shootout with police in Zululand. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Nechwenda says they were tipped off that the suspects were allegedly en route to target a taxi owner in Mahlabatini. Their vehicle was spotted in the area and police teams signaled to them to pull over last night.
The driver, however, stopped in the middle of the road, and in split seconds, two occupants of their vehicle got out of their vehicle and opened fire at the police. Tactically, as two police officers returned fire, and the shootout ensued. During the shootout, two suspects were shot and fatally wounded. Three firearms and ammunition were found in the possession of the suspect. Preliminary investigations have confirmed that one of the firearms was reported stolen at Macekane Reserve in Mthunzini in January this year.
An updated statue of King Shaka Zulu is to be unveiled today. The figures being revealed in a ceremony at King Shaka International this morning in front of a host of guests, including President Cyril Ramaphosa. In 2010, the statue was removed from the airport following complaints that it depicted the king as a herdsman. The late King Goodwill Zwelithini was among those not happy. Cultural expert at the UKZN, Professor Pikita Ntuli, says it's important that representations of Zulu history honour King Shaka's legacy.
He has given the Zulu nation the status it has in the world for what he did. It was also his military tactics that defeated the Brits in the Battle of Isandlwana, or the Anglo-Zulu War. It's so important that even the colonizers, as some of them said, he's the Black Napoleon, he is the Great Alexander. I also hope that the monument that they are going to do is going to do justice to this great man.
Itakwini signed a 5-year agreement to rehabilitate hijacked and vacant buildings. The national and provincial departments of public works are also backing the memorandum of understanding, which hopes to revitalize the city's economy and boost employment and tourism. It was jointly signed at the Durban ICC last night, where 50 troubled buildings were released for repurposing. Mayor Cyril Qaba says unused buildings are often hijacked and illegally occupied. In August, he set up a task team with Public Works Minister Dean McPherson to identify buildings that are no longer in use. McPherson believes the move will help reduce the financial strain on the country.
If these state properties start generating an income, it will enable the department to have more funds available to maintain and build new schools, hospitals, and other critical infrastructure across the country.
And Australia wants to ban children under 16 from social media. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says they're concerned about the pervasive influence of platforms like Facebook and TikTok.
Social media is doing harm to our kids, and I'm calling time on it. I've spoken to thousands of parents, grandparents, aunties and uncles. They, like me, are worried sick about the safety of our kids online. And I want Australian parents and families to know that the government has your back.
Albanese addressed the media, saying new laws will be presented to state and territory leaders this week before being introduced to Parliament. The tech giants would be held responsible for enforcing the age limit and face hefty fines if regulators notice young users slipping through the cracks. Back home, 21 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay, Maritzburg 16. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Springbok centre Andre Esterhazy says they are bracing themselves for a tough encounter against Scotland this weekend. And then it's a repeat of the World Cup final when the Proteas take on India in the first of four T20s at Kingsby tomorrow. And Manchester United hope to get their Europa League campaign up and running tonight.